This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
At this point, do you know anything about the investigation further?
Well, I could tell you that we've got, you know, local, state, and federal assets all at play. Obviously, we've seen local law enforcement involved in everything from the initial response to now we're working with the FBI to ensure that the objectives are met. At the state level, I can tell you that the Department of Emergency Management, the governor's office have been very involved in everything from making health care assets available to even today we were working to get therapy dogs onto NAS Pensacola to help victims and family members who had been impacted. And at the federal level, really what we've got to deal with is the geopolitical response. Because as I said on WEAR last night, this is not an act of workplace violence. This is not a random murder. This is an act of premeditated terrorism against our country, against our military, on our soil.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson Jr. listening to what you just heard are remnants of the Obama era, the legacy of Barack Obama, the legacy of terror. Terror in America. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you, this show is Terror in America for leftists. Because the people who want to dismiss the bombings, the terror attacks, the things that occur in this country and all over the world in the name of the religion of peace are idiots. They want you to essentially put aside your common sense and say, oh, no, no, it's not a big deal. And then we infused ourselves during the era of Obama with these radical Muslims, not Muslims that are reasonable, the people that say, look, we can practice our religion the way Amish do, the way Catholics do, the way Protestants do. We can practice our religion and not want to beat up everybody and blow them up, shoot them up. This was an attack on American soil. And Paul Sperry, one of my buddies, he tweeted, federal authorities baffled by motives of Muhammad, still scratching heads why Muhammad fragged a room full of non-Muslim U.S. military personnel, still working to determine why Muhammad would shoot Americans, still investigating why Muhammad could be a terrorist, a mystery. Of course, he's being snarky because what the left wants you to do is to ignore the obvious. Here's another story about that came out over the weekend. Breaking, six Saudi nationals have been arrested in connection with the Pensacola naval base attack. Three of them were, here we go, filming the attack. Do you remember how Donald Trump was, they tried to ridicule him when he said there were Muslims in New Jersey who were cheering as the towers in New York were going down, the Twin Towers. Oh, how dare he say something like that? That's crazy. I know. Can't talk about this stuff. Social media, say something negative about Muslims. Don't even say negative. Say something truthful about Muslims. For example, the attack in Pensacola. Hey, listen, it is a possibility that the people who attacked Pensacola might be related to a terror group. Banned. You're banned. How dare you? How dare you criticize Muhammad and the Muslim people? They are great people. You Americans are the reason. And this will be white coastal Americans, the cocktail sippers with the pinkies out, that will be telling you this. Because they want to attack your common sense. If they can attack your common sense, you become one of them. A Stepford wife that is a drone that will say and do whatever they ask you to say and do. They will never go away. They want you to forget your common sense. Oh, 50% of crime is done by young black teens, you know, between the ages of 17 and 23. And when you see a gang of young black teens in Compton, you're supposed to go up and go, what's up, bro? How y'all doing? Yeah, listen, I'm lost. And I'm trying to take this money, this cash money, to the bank over there. And yeah, see, somebody point me in the right direction. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to, folks. Breaking it down for you. trying to help you not lose what remains of your common sense. Common sense about feminism. They hate men. It's that simple. Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, they hate men. The only, and I use my finger quotes, men that they tolerate are eunuchs, those who are willing to defer to them. If you're not that, you're hated. I'm getting off course, but I'm just, because I just want to make the bigger points to all of these things. This is an attack on your common sense. We should have open borders, but you don't want open houses, right? Ask a liberal to open his house and let any homeless person come through and watch what happens. Watch what happens. Tell them you're going to bring in a horde of Mexicans, put them in school with them, and dedicate all the resources to teaching them English and giving them lunches and whatever else, and see what happens. You want some common sense, speaking of lunch? You pay taxes for public school. There are parents who, kids who are told, you can't eat today because your parents haven't paid for your lunch at school. Have you ever had a school board lunch? Have you ever had that cardboard and water that they serve for lunch? Because I've eaten it. That should be given to every kid no matter what. But we will starve kids. Who owns public schools? Who owns the school system? Leftists, correct? Leftists get your kids to school and go, well, the poor kids need a lunch. The rich kids bring their lunch. They need a lunch. So they give these poor kids a crappy lunch. All kids a crappy lunch, knowing that the rich kids aren't going to eat it. I was poor and I didn't eat it. I mean, every now and then I'd use a punch on one of my buddy's cars because they were taking advantage of it. And you eat that nasty lunch and you go, I'm glad I ain't paying for this. But anyway, these kids have to pay for the lunch. If a middle class kid can't eat his lunch, or doesn't mom hasn't paid the bill or dad hasn't paid the bill, then they go, your mom hasn't paid the bill. You can't eat any lunch. Really? That's your compassion for these kids? By the way, mom and dad have already paid a crap load of taxes. You would think we wouldn't even have a school lunch program. It would just be, if you bring your lunch, great. If you don't, there's a lunch for you. It may not be that great, but it'll be nutritious. And we make kids pay for it. We make parents pay for it. And then we ridicule, oh, you didn't pay for your food. This is the kind of nonsense, folks, that we deal with. Common sense. Every kid should have a lunch going to school. I guarantee you, your tax dollars have paid for your kid's lunch every day. It's about $1 a day. I'm being honest with you, it is more than $1 a day to feed these kids. I had milk, I remember eating cardboard pizza and whatever else. You've had it. You know I'm telling you the truth. Anyway, I didn't get finished talking about this Saudi. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Another Muslim terror attack. Should we be banning Muslims? Maybe we should have a list of countries where these Muslims can't come in from. These radicals.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show.
If this had been some white kid who shot up the Pensacola Navy air station in Pensacola, there'd be guns. We need to ban guns. Guns, man. Guns. Guns are bad, man. Guns. But no, it was a Muslim. And anytime you talk about banning Muslims, well, that's a whole other discussion, isn't it? KJ Radio is who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It's on the Kevin Jackson Show. Let me tell you something, folks. I just said earlier, the leftists want you to do is to abandon your ability to reason. Abandon common sense. It's like if you keep sticking your finger in the socket and it shocks you, they go, that's not shocking you. Feel free to do that. Hey, you know what? Lick it next time. Suspend your ability to critically think about issues. So President Trump wanted to do a ban of Muslims, radical Muslims coming from radical countries. It would have only covered 7% of the actual Muslims that come into the country.
Because the majority of Muslims are peace-loving. They really are. They don't have an agenda. Now, the question I think most Americans have is, will they capitulate when the radical ones force them to? See, it's just a small minority of people that are needed to cause revolutions. And so that's the problem, is people are wondering, well, what's going to happen? Right now, let me tell you what's going on in Belgium. In Belgium, the Muslims have said by 2030, we will own this country. They've given them a date. If you're anywhere close to Belgium, you should be really afraid of what's happening there. They're taking over. We're smart enough to go, you know what, Ilhan Omar? We're going to have a challenge for you next time around. Tlaib, we think maybe you've overstepped. But they have their epicenters. They've got Michigan, Dearborn, forget about it. They've got the Ilhan Omar's district in Minnesota, full of Somalis, Somali Muslims. I don't have an issue with the assimilation of America. Has assimilated the worst of cultures and the best of cultures. And you know what we've done? We've still remained one America. That's why Chris Harris runs Unhyphenated America for us. But let me tell you, we're not assimilating these people. We're allowing them to bring radical ideas from third world crap hole countries. If you come from a third world crap hole country, you know what my thing in Congress would be to you? Just shut up. Just sit down and shut up. Sit down, shut up, and learn. Because you don't know what's going on. Another Muslim attack. Pensacola, Florida. Killing our armed forces, people. This is an act of war. 6 Saudi nationals arrested. Pensacola naval base attack. 3 of them were filming the attack. And here's a little factoid. Thanks to a little known Obama administration deal with Riyadh, Saudi visitors now go to the front of the line. They skip normal homeland security inspections. And federal authorities now share background checking and other pre-screening duties with the Saudis. Is it any surprise that this Obama-era piece of legislation is now coming home to roost? Yeah, crazy stuff out there, folks. And we allow it to happen. And I can go item by item. I can talk about our education system and how crazy and whack it is. That's why we've got SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, an organization that is helping parents navigate college and say, you know what, I'm not going to pay a gazillion dollars from college, number one. I'm going to test so my kids can get mostly free rides and scholarship money so they are not paying for college. We're not going to send them to traditional colleges where they get indoctrinated and a host of other things that are coming. Trust me, you're going to go to this site if you have college-age kids or grandkids, or if you're paying for college in any way, shape, or form for your kids. And if you want them to not get indoctrinated once they go, we're going to be the de facto site. That's what we've got going. So education, run by leftists. Right. It used to be business was run by conservatives, capitalists. Now businesses are under attack. Target is now going to put pronouns of their peoples on their badges, like Zizahi, you know, so you know how to refer to their transsexual employees and whatever else. When did business stop just running business? I mean, I don't know about you. When I went to my jobs, the employer didn't have to coddle me.
Kevin, this is Kevin. He is our African-American electrical engineer, design engineer, working on his supercomputer.
He didn't have to coddle me. Hey, this is Kevin. He's on the team. Hey, good to meet you guys. All right, what do we got?
Well, Kevin, you're going to have to go to, you know, component engineering and make sure that these parts meet spec. When I started out in component engineering to make sure that the parts that we had met spec. I had to test them. Then I'd have to troubleshoot different circuits. They'd say, this board's not working. I'd take it, look at the schematic, narrow it down to the area of it was impacted, where the signal wasn't coming out. Like, just kind of work backwards, find out, go, oh, okay, this chip's bad, or, oh, nobody, when you did it, it had a cold solder joint, or we didn't wire wrap this test board or whatever. That's what I did. I was a flunky. Then they said, Kevin, you're going to design the front-end computer, the boot-up computer. Said, okay, great, great. Took the old design, looked at the new stuff, said, hey, we got a bunch of new parts. We did that. I earned my way. And I kept my job. I don't think it was because I was black. I think it was because I was decent at what I did. But now we got to coddle people. Hey, Kev, do you want to be part of the black engine? No, I just want to be part of the engineers. Anyway, hijackers. Not hijackers, terrorists in the naval base, Pensacola. 28 pages show that two hijackers were tied to Saudi intelligence. They rented a room from an FBI informant in California before the 2001 attacks. The director of the FBI kept this covered up for years. His name? Robert Mueller. It's funny how a lot of these things always seem to lead back to the very group of this cadre of criminals that are part of the attempted coup of President Trump right now. Speaking of which, isn't going very well. It isn't going very Trump's. I saw an approval rating for Trump 52%. The CNN ratings for the impeachement, lowest. CNN hasn't had ratings this low in a decade. Lowest in a long time. Whatever, you can look that up. I'm not trying to give it too much hyperbole. But low ratings. President Trump, 52%. This was a Rasmussen poll. And I'll tell you, if it's 52% for President Trump, I would venture to tell you it's higher, much higher. Much higher than that. And these types of things only reinforce to Americans. You know what women are mostly concerned about? Safety. Safety. This kind of stuff in the news helps President Trump, you know, because he's all about safety. Let's keep this country safe. We'll be back. Keep it going.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities are on the scene of an explosion at the Beechcraft facility in Wichita, Kansas. A hospital says they are preparing for mass casualties. Beechcraft makes small airplanes, and the explosion was reported around 8 o'clock Central Time. A massive winter storm is blowing east across the southwest after dumping torrential rain and snow on Southern California, causing a nightmare of journeys in the middle of a busy travel time. Motorists were stranded on Interstate 5 and Interstate 15 for hours on end, and this motorist tells ABC News,
"It's pretty bad out there. Like, windshield wipers full blast. You can't even see. That's why I pulled in the gas station right now."
Interstates in California are back open now as this storm heads from west to east. You can expect snow, sleet, and freezing rain in the Midwest and Great Plains on Friday and into the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mile availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Saying Obama actively tried to discourage Biden from running this time, and that Obama warned Biden's aides to make sure Biden didn't embarrass himself or damage his legacy by running for president. Does that line up with what you've heard from people close to both men?
It could very well be true.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It could be true. Let me tell you, it is true. Barack Obama watched Biden for 8 years and said, I don't want any remnants of myself with him. And you're talking about probably the worst president in modern history, and he wants no part of Biden. How do you think Democrats feel about Biden if that's the case? KJRadio.com, the Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Warning. Look, Joe, don't do it. And Biden comes up,
hey, listen, I don't even want Barack's endorsement. And people know we're friends.
There are a lot of friends that know you're a crackhead. Let me tell you, you have friends. If I have a friend, no, I'm not even exaggerating this. I have a friend, he's got a drug problem. Had to go help him this is years ago. And I went to help him. If you said to me, Kevin, should I hire your friend? I would say, heck no. Do not hire him. He's got a serious drug problem. He's fighting it. He's been fighting it for a long time. He is a loose cannon. He's my friend. But there is no way I'm putting my name on him at your job. No freaking way. Doesn't mean I don't love him as a friend. Doesn't mean I won't help him. But I'm not going to get him a job and ruin another friendship. And ruin my reputation. No. See, there's a difference. You can still maintain a friendship and go, but I draw the line on this or that. And what Barack Obama's doing, he may be friends with Biden. I'll put this another way. Honestly, Obama doesn't have any real friends. I'm not even trying to be mean-spirited towards the guy. He doesn't have any real friends. He has people that want to live on the little bit of, you know, legacy that he has from when he first came in. He has those folks. But most of his friends are rainy day friends. He's about to find out when the cake hits the fan with some of this stuff that's about to be divulged. Anyway, Biden got into this tense back and forth with an audience member when he was in an Iowa campaign stop. And the man essentially said that, you know, Biden and his son were doing this, corruption scheme in Ukraine. And Biden says, you're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And, you know, so the guy's like, well, look. And then Biden's like, you know, there's no proof of any of this. Really, Joe? Well, what about that video you made that said, if you investigate my son and Burisma, I'm going to take my $1 billion. But anyway, it got tense. But what was funny about it, he then says, you want to check my shape, man? Let's do some push-ups here, man. He says, let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take an IQ test, okay?
Anyway, the guy says he's not going to be voting for Biden, and then finally Biden says, of course you're not. You're too old to vote for me. Now, when I saw this exchange, I said to myself, much can be gathered from what Biden said. First, you're a damn liar, man. Now, as I've said of leftists, and you know what we teach at the Blacksburg University, Professor and Chancellor Kevin Jackson, that would be me. What I teach at the university is rule number one of leftism is that leftists call you the very thing that they are. That's what they do. See, if I was guilty of this and the guy said to me, well, Kevin, you were complicit in helping one of your sons do that. My conscience wouldn't let me call him a liar because I'm a conservative. I would go, well, there are some allegations along those lines, and we're going to be dealing with that through my attorney or whatever else. But I wouldn't attack him for bringing me the information. Now, if it was a lie, I would actually say it. See, that's how we work as conservatives. With Joe Biden and leftists? No. You attack the messenger. So you project. You take what you are and you make them it. Therefore, you think that the deal is done. I sold him as the liar. Okay, so that's first. But what really got me was in the next exchange, the idea that Biden says he's not sedentary. He doth protest too much. You want to check my shape, man? Let's do some push-ups together here, man. I mean, how weird is that? First of all, who checks their shape? You want to check my shape? round? Biden, he reminds me of Geraldo. When I was with Geraldo with Fox, Geraldo is 70-something years old, and he's caught up in how fit he is for 70. And I'm not kidding you. A big puff of air, and he falls over, but he wants to think he's a tough guy. Look, there comes a point in life where you can hold your own, but you're no longer the tough guy. I'm just telling you. And you got to realize it, and I'll be honest with you, I'm getting to that point. Can I hold my own and make sure you don't want to jack? Absolutely. But there comes a point where I'm going to go, that's why I got four sons. You want to fight? That's why I have four sons. Have one of them deal with you, because you don't want to deal with them either. But anyway, Biden, you want to check my shape, man. I don't get it. Biden must really be suffering. And the reason why I say this is because this constant need to, you want to do some push-ups? What do you want to do, man? You want to run? You want to do some pull-ups, some chin-ups? Let's go do a marathon. I wish somebody would say, yeah, Biden, in fact, I do. Let's do some push-ups. I'd like to see a 70-year-old dude like Jack Palance. I don't know if you guys know this. Jack Palance, before he died, he played Barnabas, or he played a variety of roles. I love Jack Palance's roles. But this dude could do one-arm push-ups when he was in his 70s. I mean, he was strong. He was one of those old, we call them corn-fed white boys that you just didn't want to mess with because they were used to baling hay with one arm, you know, and smoking with the other one. They just got that crazy, the only kind of strength you get from a farm when you're doing that kind of work. Man, but I wish somebody would call him out. Golly. Democrats, don't let this clown out past 5 o'clock. Because he wants to do push-ups and IQ tests. Listen, America, here's what I'm telling you, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Joe Biden is the number one guy for the Democrats. Barack Obama doesn't want to endorse him. Why? Because he knows he's a loose cannon. Because he knows, I don't want to put my name with this clown. I don't want, if he were to happen to win, I don't want to be associated with him. But he knows he's not going to win, because if it was a shoe-in victory, Barack Obama would say, I endorse Joe. Joe's a good guy. I mean, I worked with him for 8 years, and Joe helped me out quite a bit. He would be happy to do it. You want a poll? You want something that gives you an indicator of whether or not Joe Biden head-to-head against Trump can win or lose? I just gave it to you. Barack Obama is smart enough to say, I mean, he's dumb, but he's smart enough to know
how to read tea leaves, and he's going, uh-uh, that's not going to help me. So what's he preserving his endorsement for? Whoever ultimately wins, because he's got to cheer for them, because Obama's got too many dogs in this fight. He has got to get the winner elected if he's got any chance of staying clean for his administration. But he's not going to endorse Joe. He's not going to pre-endorse Tom Steyer, multi-billionaire. Bloomberg, multi-billionaire. Neither one of them getting any traction. Oh, Donald Trump made it look easy, didn't he? He made it look easy. All these Democrats claim, according to polls, they can beat Trump head-to-head. Why do they keep looking for replacements? Because of Joe Biden. The guy's a walking time bomb waiting to detonate right in the middle of them. And I love this, you're too old to vote for me. What a quip. You can be too young to vote for him, but you can't be too old. What does that even mean? It's another one of these rambling, look, Donald Trump has said some things that may make you go, look, there's a bunch of Mexicans here, you know, and they're coming in illegal and whatever else. But I don't know how you feel. I don't cringe at all when Trump speaks. But there are people that go, ooh, that little bit of the dose of truth hurts. It's a little rough to hear that dose of truth. But let me tell you something. With Biden, if you think Donald Trump makes us cringe, what do you think is happening to them? The number one guy that got, in most of the polls, certainly in the top three, they're one of the preemptive presidential candidates on the leftist side, on the Democrat side, and they cringe every time he's in public. They don't know what he's going to do. Loose cannon. Oh, but he can beat Donald Trump by 16 points on a head-to-head matchup. They're so confident about it, they're begging other people to please enter the race. Look at his crowd size.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Bernie Sanders says the system is fixed. He can't gain any traction in his hunt for the presidency, apparently. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. KJRadio.com, where we make sense of leftism. I am a professional. Do not try to do this at home by yourself. Only do this in the under the careful and watchful eye of a professional like myself. And I'm glad that you're here because I can help you to figure things out for yourself where you too can eventually go back to utilizing this God-given gift called common sense. That's what it is. I am a superhero blessed with all of my common sense. See, I never gave any of it away growing up. I never decided that I would, you know, give my common sense even a little piece of it. Well, I'll take that back. There was a time where a little leaked, but I got it back. It is a precious commodity. And it's amazing to me with all of the things that I've studied, degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, which, of course, certainly lead to logic and, you know, and reinforce my ability to have common sense. It is my common sense that I use most often. I don't use the law. I don't think about electrons and protons and neutrons and all this and how things go here and there. No, not at all. All I do is exercise the natural thing. If I had never taken an electrical engineering class, I would still be 99% of what I exercise is common sense. Now, it helps that I do understand polarity and attraction of positive and negative and things like this and how things move in terms of the universe. It does help. It helps that I've studied some of the works of the great philosophers and things like that. Not enough to say grace over. And what's funny, even when I'm talking to these kind of folks, they've got all kinds of things that they're talking to me about, you know, various Nietzsche and various other thinkers, Aristotle and various others. And I just go, okay, that's wonderful, except here's some common sense. And they, oh, he's gifted. Yeah. So I'm trying to gift you with common sense. And here's the common sense. Bernie Sanders can't gain any traction for his presidency version 2.0. And he says the system is fixed. In the first edition of Bernie's pursuit of the presidency, the Clinton machine derailed him. In fact, the DNC teamed with Hillary's campaign almost openly. They pretty much took Bernie's head and put it in their crotches and circulated, you know, and gyrated their hips in his face and said, Bernie, take this. And Bernie was like, this isn't fair. It's not fair. Bernie's got massive crowds. Anyway, the media ignored his comparatively large audiences to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton couldn't get black people to come to church. I'm just telling you. Hillary Clinton went to a black church and there were more of her staffers there than people. I'm not even kidding about that. And the media pretended that these small audiences didn't matter. Meanwhile, Trump was getting audiences of 10, 15, 20,000 plus. Bernie, 2,000, which was good for him, right? But Clinton, they said, brought gravitas, ergo electability. So while Bernie grew his lead in delegates, the Democrats stacked the deck for Clinton with superdelegates. And of course, we all know the tragic end. Democrats made it clear to Bernie Sanders that he was not going to be the nominee. Now, normally, here's where Hollywood gets a hold of the story. The little train that could. I think I can. Bernie was supposed to pull that load over the mountain. Yeah, he was. It's a big mountain, but I'm going to get over it. After all, he had everything on his side. He had the momentum. He had all these rallies. He had Bernie or bust team. I'm talking about thousands of people. Bernie had a negotiation position with the Democratic Party that was unbelievable. And instead, he feigned his outrage at his treatment. How dare they try? How dare they do this to me? How dare they? It sounded more like a Kennedy. But, you know, I'm just saying. He was supposedly, they're trying to cheat me out of the nomination. I got to do it better, Bernie. Anyway, Clinton said, okay, Bernie, let's have a meeting. Come on, let's meet up, buddy. Let's see if we can put this thing to bed. And shortly thereafter, they had their meeting. Bernie folded like a lawn chair. I want to say that Hillary Clinton would be a great president. He gave up. This is a guy fighting for the little guy. He has a meeting. Clinton says, now look, Bernie, you get out of this thing. Get out of my way. You're going to get cars. You're going to get houses. You're going to get women. You're going to go to Epstein's Island if you want. Bill will take you. So Bernie took his millions and he ran off into the sunset, or so we thought. However, fast forward 4 years, two homes, a couple of luxury vehicles later, and no Hillary Clinton, and here's Bernie. Surely he's going to get a fair shake this time, right? The deck's been cleared of Clinton baggage. America's biggest socialist sellout could campaign unencumbered. Nobody's standing in his way.
He was number two, right? And then comes Joe Biden, and Biden says, hey, you know, to quote Hillary, it's his turn. But Sanders was like, he's crazy, Joe. He's no match for me. I will take care of him. He's no big deal. So he jumps in the race. So what? He's a former VP who worked for Baby Black Jesus, who says, Barack and I are friends. I don't even need his approval. He loves me. We're like bros. So what? There were four black people running. America's ready for an old Jewish, newly minted millionaire socialist sellout, aren't they? Women schmimmin. Democrats tried a woman last time. Latino schlatino. Who needs a Mexican when you have a Jew? Asian smasian. See the last rebuttal. You get what I'm saying? Bernie's like, it's my turn. America is ready for me. And what of the youth and the LGBT? Big deal. It's Bernie's turn, dang it. He would not be denied. So why is he being denied? Bernie was a solid number two with the Democrats last time, wasn't he? Let me put it to you this way, America. Bernie has never been number one. Not this time around. He's never led in any polls. Before Biden jumped in, it was still somebody ahead of him, right? Who was it? I don't even remember. Or maybe was he ahead? My producers are like, maybe was he ahead? Here's what I'll tell you. Once Biden got in, Bernie was never in the lead. Never. Can't gain traction. And like the last time, he's complaining that the Democrats' system of nominating candidates is fixed. His co-chairwoman, her name is Nina Turner. And she says that the media continues to ignore Bernie's run. The Bernie blackout is real. It's not a figment of our imagination, is what she said. I don't want to see any candidate blacked out, but certainly not a candidate that is polling top one or two, and certainly is in the top three of candidates that could get the Democratic nomination. It's wrong, and the system is rigged. She is saying what Donald Trump has been saying for years. She's right, and nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to care. They said that he's not been covered fairly based on various key factors, and I think one of them is probably his age. But here's what I want to tell you. Democrats aren't just going after Trump with the media. It's anybody they deem unworthy. Sanders' complaints, however, highlights the difference between winners and losers, leaders and pikers. So let me make this simple for the Bernie team. If you must complain, then you just can't win. Because look at what Donald Trump did to the media. He crushed them. Trump created his own media empire, his own media atmosphere, without spending a dime. He hijacked the leftist media, making it his, let's just call it a female dog. What Sanders is admitting, folks, is his campaign is over. His partnership with AOC couldn't save it. Quite frankly, it was part of the reason why he's not getting traction. It was over before it started, to be honest with you. He can't command the audiences he did in 2016. Bernie or bus crowds are gone. He didn't help himself by selling out. So the system is rigged against sellouts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.